Young Australians bore the brunt of the 1991 recession, with their unemployment levels causing pain right across the community. But new analysis shows that underemployment of young people is now at its worst level in four decades, including that period. These startling figures are contained in the Brotherhood of St Lawrence's annual Youth Unemployment Monitor. Hagar Cohen is this report.
Housing unaffordability, HECS debt, the gig economy. These are just some of the factors that young people contend with today. For many of them, having part-time work isn't enough to make ends meet.
I'm a swimming teacher at a leisure centre. I work roughly 15 to 30 hours a week because it's only casual work. It's a good job and all. It's just being casual work. I'm not earning that much money to pay my bills.
19-year-old Quaylene Weber says that some weeks after paying his bills, there's no leftover money at all.
I don't really have the money to save up on the side to, you know, carry on with my education, buy Christmas presents for everyone. Some weeks I'm barely getting by for food, even because I've got all these bills to pay and not enough hours to earn the money for it. Some weeks I've eaten toast.
How does it make you feel?
Pretty overwhelmed, honestly. I don't understand how everyone else is paying for cars and getting their own homes and stuff like that, and I'm here barely eating.
Quaylene Weber's experience comes as no surprise to Connie Lenneberg, the executive director of the anti-poverty group Brotherhood of St Lawrence. They've just released a report showing that the current youth underemployment rate is the highest it's been in 40 years.
For young people today, they're facing increasing barriers to find their way into independent life and economic security. They're four times more likely to be employed part-time than their parents or grandparents were. We know that half of those young people who are underemployed are actually looking for more hours. They're in highly casualised work with insecure hours from week to week and jobs that are not really leading them anywhere into the long term.
She says that since the global financial crisis in 2008, underemployment rates for 20-somethings rose dramatically.
The saddest thing is that we as a nation have had 28 years of consistent economic growth despite that global financial crisis, and yet we're finding that young people are becoming more disadvantaged and more marginalised in the labour market and finding it harder to find that start in life.
And what are the long-term consequences for these?
Look, we're seeing a lot of them already. There's talk of increasing homelessness, of increasing stress in our community, of mental illness.
Brotherhood of St Lawrence's Connie Lenneberg ending that report from Hagar Cohen.